Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Sunday, and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast. I'm your host, John Jackson, and we start today by looking back on yesterday's goal fest from Selhurst Park as Crystal Palace beat West Ham 4-3. The game was live and exclusive on TalkSport, and this is how it sounded.
Selhurst Park is alive with noise. It's swung in again towards Hagen. It's knocked in and Socek has scored. West Ham United have taken an early lead. Lise again. Slip ball in. Ayew 1-1. Lise coming forward for Crystal Palace. Slid into the penalty area. Ayew with an improvised finish. Zaha with an emphatic finish. And it's 2-1 Crystal Palace. West Ham are absolutely fast asleep back there at the moment. They need a real good shake-up. Forward to Socek. He's been robbed here. And Ezra's in. It's Schlapp. It's
Palace, well, they're really looking as though they could put a cricket score up if West Ham don't defend more clinically.
West Ham United corner, which Emerson takes. Socek with a header on and it's in. Antonio has scored for West Ham United. It's 3-2. What a first half we've got here. Back to Eberechi Eze. Gets it back from Ayew. Lovely move. Down he goes. Tripped by Aga. Penalty. Penalty Crystal Palace. Eberechi Eze from the spot. Sends the goalkeeper the wrong way. Oh, Bonner and Socek are inside the six-yard box. He's in towards Socek. It's flicked on well and it's bungled into the far post. And West Ham have done it again. And it's Palace 4, West Ham 3. My final conclusion is Crystal Palace are safe.
And that wasn't the only exclusive Premier League commentary on the TalkSport network yesterday. Brighton battered Wolves 6-0 to keep their European dreams alive. Here's how the game played out live on TalkSport 2.
Veltman teases it in the defensive back heel and it's gone in. Undav has put it away. The flag has stayed down as it or has it gone up. Onside goal given. Slips in the sheds for 2-0. Taken by Pascal Gross. Brilliant counter attack from Brighton on the volley. Oh, what a goal! Magnificent third goal. Pascal Gross has two on the afternoon. And Brighton, who've made many changes, are making many people happy inside the Amex.
Dinks the ball to the far post. Welbeck! 4-0!
And what are Wolves doing? They are capitulating on the south coast. And Brighton are getting back in the groove after a difficult few days.
Oh, a chance at the edge of the area for Danny Welbeck!
5-0! Given away by Wolves and Undav. Chips it over the keeper! 6-0! Six of the very, very best from Brighton, and Wolves again give them a chance, which they take gleefully. There's the full-time whistle and a standing ovation around the Amex Stadium. Brighton and Hove Albion 6, Wolverhampton Wanderers 0.
Also in the Premier League, it looked like Nottingham Forest were going to get another important 3 points away at Brentford, but things didn't quite work out how Steve Cooper would have hoped.
Heartbreak for Nottingham Forest. Brentford 2, Nottingham Forest 1. It's Josh De Silva who's got the goal in stoppage time. It was far too easy for him to cut inside on the right-hand side of the box and he's fired it into the back of the net. Keylor Navas should have done better in the Forest goal. Alvin Martin, what have we just seen?
We've just seen a great goal. A great goal, one-on-one. He cuts inside, he's all left foot. Once he actually goes past Lodi, I think he's unsighted, Navas, to be fair. It beats him at his near post, but it's got power, it's got precision on it. And do you know what? I said, they don't deserve to lose this game. It looks like Forest are.
Brentford have been pressing and pushing, and it looks like with 3 minutes left, they've got the winner. Brentford 2, Nottingham Forest 1.
Of course, there was loads of action outside of the Premier League and the EFL as loads of clubs discovered their fate as we head into the business end of the season. Here's how all the drama sounded live on Game Day Live on TalkSport.
Let's see what happens as the afternoon unfolds. Told you, there'll be goals that change things up and down the country.
Ipswich Town 1, Exeter City 0. Who else but Connor Chaplin?
Home Park has just taken off. The home side have scored. John Roder.
Niall Ennis on the right, who had plenty to do. A left-footed shot. It got a deflection on the way in. And as it stands, Argyle are being promoted.
Victor Gyökeres has scored it. His 21st in the league. And the playoff-bound Coventry side lead Birmingham by 2-0.
Let me tell you, as things stand, Plymouth and Ipswich are up from League One. Bolton will guarantee a playoff place. Hartlepool will be relegated from the EFL back to the National League.
And the Ipswich fans could not have dreamt for a better day to celebrate their promotion back to the Championship. This goal from West Burns is second in three games. It's Ipswich 6, Exeter City 0.
Wigan were going to be relegated if they failed to win today. They are currently winning.
Unbelievable, it's finished. Sunderland 2, Watford 2. Patrick Roberts with a brilliant solo effort. Such an important goal, and it makes next weekend really, really tight.
Wigan fans, goodness me, they were moments away from a win that probably would have kept them in the Championship.
And the referee blows his whistle. Plymouth are promoted.
And so are Ipswich, James Fielden.
The Tractor Boys are back in the Championship again.
And last night, TalkSport 2 rounded off a packed day of live football with commentary from the Championship as West Brom beat Norwich 2-1 at the Hawthorns. Here's how that game sounded live on TalkSport 2.
Crunch time in the Championship season. No room for excuses. No more time for talking. Son is striding forward up the middle. Plays an early ball to Sargent, who takes it down beautifully inside the penalty area. Oh, and he's rolled it wide. Massive let-off for West Brom.
If he hits the target, it's in the back of the net. And what a goal. That would have been massive opportunity, Joe.
Great ball through to Thomas Asante. Clear on goal for West Brom. Good save by Gunn.
That's got to be in the back of the net.
Switch corner, right-footed out, swinging up to the edge of the six-yard box. Thumping header, brilliant save. Crosses in low. Malumbi, great block. And now Wallace crossing again. Malumbi there again. Couldn't quite reach it this time. Sara from the centre circle nudging it to the left, and Yiannoulis, he's got lots of space to drive into. Inside left channel now, manoeuvring into a central position. Lays it square to Sargent. Rifles it into the near post. And Norwich leads. Would you believe it? It'll be Connor Townsend to curl that one into the top corner. What a fantastic goal to draw West Bromwich Albion level.
What a goal. What a goal!
Townsend on the underlap, Townsend crosses, Wallace! Far post, taps it in, West Brom have turned it around! And the push for the top six is very much on! As the full-time whistle goes, they are still within a shout of making the playoffs as the season reaches its final day. West Brom have taken the top six fight right to the wire. It will be 2 from 5, and we will be there for the final day across the TalkSport network.
Well, TalkSport is powered by fans, and every Saturday, straight after the 3 p.m. games finish, it's the game day phone-in. So let's hear what Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor had to say yesterday.
Given away by Wolves, and Undav chips it over the keeper. 6-0. Six of the very, very best from Brighton. And Wolves again gift them a chance, which they take gleefully.
You can't be losing 6-0. You can't, Jamie. 6-0 away from home.
Where's the line, though, Gabs? Because we've seen Tottenham do it with the 5-0 drumming against Newcastle. when they were 5-0 down after 20 yeah. minutes, you go, they need their money back. Where's the line, Gabs? Where's the line of, right?
When you can see six, is that the line? You know, losing six, their worst ever Premier League defeat, that is, for Wolverhampton Wanderers. I think you was the one before we lost to West Brom 5-1.
Thanks,
right?
Thanks for reminding me, guys. Thanks for reminding me.
But if I'm Wolves, I'm standing by the coach and waiting for my refund. I'm Lopetegui. Give me my 50 quid that it's cost me for my ticket, my travel, my expenses if you stay in the hotel, you know, because it's not good enough, mate.
Back to Eberechieza. Gets it back from Mayu. Lovely move. Down he goes. Tripped by Aga. Penalty. Penalty Crystal Palace. Aga is absolutely furious. He's claiming it was a dive. Referee had no doubts in his own mind.
Eze goes down. It's an absolute dive, but he puts his arm on his waist.
When you're running that fast in the box, I know you had no acceleration. But when you run fast,
speed was like
you had zero speed.
I had no speed.
When you're running that speed, I should know, my friend.
Yeah, but you was only quick because you're changing your touch.
Here we go, same old. But when you're at that speed running, it doesn't take much. Me, it's a penalty. Stonewall.
No, that's an absolute disgrace. And yeah. It's so alarming that VAR sat in that room and actually said, "Yeah, that is a penalty."
The full time whistle has gone here at Portman Road. Ipswich 6, Exeter City 0. Tractor boys are back in the championship again. Kieran McKenna has come in. He's not only steadied the ship, he's guided it on course back to the second tier again.
Kieran McKenna, I tell you, he's top notch. He's so humble. I mean, he was so composed today. I mean, we weren't expecting 6-0.
I grew up with Kieran McKenna in the Tottenham reserves, and we went through the youth system together. He was a year older than me, and we played in midfield together. And he was a good player. Well, it wasn't great. And he picked up an injury, and Spurs gave him a coaching contract when he was really young. He got released, and they gave him a coaching contract. Next thing I know it, he's like almost assistant manager at Man United. And apparently, like, I spoke to a few people who knew him in his sessions when he was at Man United, and they said he is like world class in terms of coaching sessions and the way he takes on games. So, like, he's got a big future, and you're lucky to have him.
Now, no matter how your team got on this weekend, one thing you can rely on is former Chelsea striker Big Tony Cascarino giving his thoughts on the weekend's sporting headlines, and he did just that on the Weekend Sports Breakfast Show.
TalkSport understands that Mauricio Pochettino may well be announced as the Chelsea manager as early as tonight.
I think it's a golden opportunity for Chelsea to get in a guy that done really well at Southampton.
Terrific.
At Spurs, and strange job. PSG is a really hard one to judge because you can win things. You can win domestic cups and, you know, win the title. And I know Lille won the title the year he was there as well. Exit from the Champions League in an earlier stage. Very difficult because PSG has proved year in, year out that managing their superstars has been the trickiest hurdle. And he's a very good communicator. From everybody I've known and spoke to about Poch, he communicates really well with his players and his team. I think it's exactly what Chelsea need.
It's Kane who steps up right footed, drills it into the right corner, and Tottenham Hotspur take the lead.
You lose Kane, you're literally, how do you replace him for a start? Mm. That's a massive obstacle. Unless you've got, and I don't know, I'm told that Tottenham have got about three or four incredibly good youngsters. Now, I don't know in what positions, but I do know someone involved that would have a real firm eye on the club who knows exactly what's going on at Spurs. But that's not going to wash with the fans. No. You know, they're still going to look investment, and who's going to step in? Is Richarlison going to step in for Harry Kane? Come on. It feels like a really bad period for Spurs.
Yeah.
Is going to continue.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk. Okay.
Now, with his unique take on yesterday's proceedings, here's Mark Goldbridge.
I don't like sitting there and saying that an owner that, you know, is a local lad and he supports the club. And I do feel a little bit betrayed by this Jim Radcliffe bid, because as little as 2 weeks ago, we thought it was between Qatar and Sir Jim to buy the whole club. And literally 3 days ago, we got this breaking story that Sir Jim couldn't afford the whole club and was going to buy 50% of it. And then he was going to keep 20% of the Glazers there and 30% on the New York Stock Exchange. And, he was borrowing money to do that. And the debt would be there. Man City are owned by Abu Dhabi. Saudi Arabia own Newcastle. It's not going to be long before a Liverpool, an Arsenal, a Spurs do get acquired by multi-billionaire owners. And Man United are going to be acquired by somebody who basically is getting into bed with the Glazers and doesn't have enough money to buy the whole club. It terrifies me after 17 years of this type of ownership under Manchester United. And look, I like Sir Jim. I think, you know, the local lad, billionaire, done good thing was something we were very excited about. But the more I hear, the more I'm concerned. I'll call myself a hypocrite here. Manchester City, with what I've always called the cheat code, you know, they get all that wealth from Abu Dhabi. But look at the success. Is Arsenal fans, Liverpool fans, Manchester United fans, look, what we think about football, I don't agree with the way football's going, but tell me that super wealth isn't the way to be successful now. At the end of the day, as a Manchester United fan, forget anything else. I sit here tonight and I go, look, if I've got a choice between Sir Jim Radcliffe getting into bed with the Glazers to get hold of the club for 50%, or I've got an option for Al Thani, who's going to buy it all and clear the debt, whatever I think about where football's going, the morals in football were left outside a long time ago. This is about competing to win things. Man City, Newcastle, PSG, what are we going to do? Sit outside in the cold and go, no, we'll keep our morals down here. We don't believe in that. It's a nonsense. It really is.
All right, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you choose to get your podcasts from. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.